Six Nations Elected Council approved a funding payment that was due for upgrades that are in the process of being finished to the Six Nations wastewater system. The current and final upgrade that funding will be going towards is a force main line that will run from the pump station located on Fourth Line Road in Oswegan directly into the wastewater lagoons. The recommendation was brought to Council during the November 7th General Finance meeting. The work was awarded to and is currently being finished by Aecon Six Nations Joint Venture, and per the contract, Six Nations Elected Council owed the payment of $382,326.71. Michael Montour, Six Nations Director of Public Works, spoke on the project and the payment that is due.
The second part and the final part of our interim upgrades are putting in a force main, so a new pipe from the pump station that's just nearby the Public Works office on Fourth Line directly into the lagoons to alleviate issues that we get into during heavy, heavy rain and snow melt periods so that our system can keep up. And that work was awarded to Aecon Six Nations Joint Venture, and happy to say everything's gone quite well and they're almost complete, but there's a payment as per the contract that's due, and due to the amount, it's here on the Council General Finance agenda to be paid.
Chief Mark Hill said he was happy about the project being completed and hopes to pursue similar projects through different streams.
I'm currently the co-chair at the Indigenous Education Council at McMaster University. And as you know, universities, often get, some of funding to do, types of partnerships. We've done multiple partnerships with McMaster University in the past. One of those conversations that we're looking to have is, the wastewater. As when we talk about the water distribution lines and what that looks like, I think simultaneously, yes, we want to get those lines going and continue the phased approach in which we're doing. But we also, on the other hand, have to get the lagoon project in the wastewater under control and get these funds. I'm really happy to see this go through, but also wanted to bring you in, Michael, at a specific time to once we meet with the president and the provost and so forth, so that we could kind of look to see if there's other opportunities in terms of funding and partnerships with universities to do this type of work. I know there's a lot of expertise in different areas, and that was one of the discussions that we had. And I just had a meeting on Friday with the Indigenous Education Council on, really amping up our partnerships with Indigenous communities on these types of initiatives, especially in the environmental sector. In what that looks like.
The payment for the upgrades done by Aecon Six Nations was approved by Six Nations Elected Council.